I want to teach you a new Greek word today, archegos. It is this word that is translated as ruler, but it's also translated as author. It's also translated as principal one, the originator. You know, it's got various understandings. It seems to be coming from either the verb to rule or to begin. So out of this, we find Jesus has this as a title. And for instance, we find it four times in the Bible, and twice in Acts and twice in the book of Hebrews. The first time we find it in Acts chapter 3, verse 15, where Peter's preaching, and he says in chapter 3, verse 14, "You denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you." And then verse 15, "And killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses." So we have the author of life is substituted for a murderer. That irony never has ceased to impress me. But the idea here is that this archegos is this one that is the either the ruler of life or the author of life. Switch now to Acts chapter 15 in verse 31. It says this, "God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things." So here it uses the word leader or ruler and savior. Okay. And he says that we are witnesses of that. Switch now to the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. It says this, "For it was fitting that he, for whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering." Now we have the word pioneer. So he's called a leader. He's called an author. He's called now a pioneer. The pioneer of salvation. It's interesting because he called him now the leader as well as the savior, exalted to the right hand of God, and we're witnesses. Now he's called the author or ruler of salvation. Go now to Hebrews chapter 12. It says, verse 2, "Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." And so again, you have this word that's the originator, the one who's the ruler, the one who is the beginning. I find Hebrews chapter 2 has that sort of alpha and omega kind of idea there, where you have the author and the finisher, the beginner and the ender, the ruler of it all. And here's the interesting thing. Peter had said, "We are witnesses." In Hebrews chapter 12, he says, "We're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses." He's a savior. In all of these, he's exalted to the right hand of God. All of this says that this word engenders Jesus as the one who began all things, as well as the ruler of all things. I don't think you could have asked the early church to pick, is it one or the other? Both are true. And so I love the double meanings of this word. Out of this, I want you to get an image of Jesus as the one who began all things, as the one who is the originator of all things. He is the author of it all. He is the author of this world, of life, it says. He is the one who is the author of our faith, and he's the one that brings it to completion. So in terms of you and your walk, of your circumstances, of your journey, God has ordained you to have an amazing experience of a Jesus who is your savior, but he's the one that began everything, and he's the one that completes everything. You are in his hands. You are wrapped in his hands. You are held together. I want us to have a vision of a Jesus that's not going to let us down, because he knows how we're made. He is the originator. He's the author of your life and is the author of eternal life. He's the one that started your journey. He's the one that called you. He's the one that appointed you. And he's going to make sure you finish in style. He's going to make sure that you get there. I am trusting that for my life. I am trusting that all the different ins and outs that my life has turned has been part of a plan that God has directed, and he is in it. I know the same for you.